Hey, Sports Without Balls fans, it's Erin Foley coming to you live from New York City. I'm back in New York doing some podcasts with some really fun people, so there's that. Quick shout out to allthingscomedy.com, hosting the podcast. They're amazing. There's now probably 10 new podcasts since I spoke to you last, which is probably about 7 days ago. Amazing performers doing amazing fun things, like talking to the microphone about life, so go check that out. Also, I will be in Cleveland August 11th and August 12th performing at Hilarities as part of the Gay Games. And on Wednesday, August 13th at 6:30, I have to double check, but let's just say at 6:30, I'm doing a live Sports Without Balls, hooray, with Fortune Feimster from Chelsea Lately. She's going to be a guest. And I need, I'm searching for two gay game athletes, gay games athletes, females, participating in the gay game. So I'm going to start doing some research. If you know anyone, send them my way. Erin K. Foley at Gmail, Facebook and Twitter. Very easy. My social security is 599. Nope, I'm not going to give that out. We are in episode 52. I'm in New York City. I've got a repeat guest, all-star comic, all-star friend, Poppy Kramer.
Hi.
Poppy.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good.
I've seen you 3 days in a row.
It's really exciting.
It's super exciting.
I know.
Sports Without Balls fans, we are doing a podcast in a cabaret room.
This is the cabaret room
in New York City.
Yes,
at the
is.
Duplex,
it
where
is.
Some of our comedy career started.
That's right. That's really true.
I think I met you here.
You did at Marion Grodin show.
I flew into New York City on Tuesday. I took a flight to Newark. It cost me $120 in a cab to get to New York City. When they see $65 in tolls for $48.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, how about that? Mm. So you guys, when you're listening to this, buy my album on iTunes. If 12 of you buy it right now, I'll make the money back.
I'm just curious. Do you have euros in L.A.? Because you've been gone too long.
I have been gone too long. Okay, so the whole point of this flying into Newark is I took a cab, put my stuff down, immediately met you at the Village Poorhouse. Mm-hmm. Did we start there?
No, we didn't.
Well, oh, that's right.
You and I are very similar in
yes.
that we, and as long as you were in New York City,
yes.
we would watch games together, even being from teams that are basically mortal enemies.
Yes.
But we'd watch games together. We'd watch Subway Series. We'd watch football.
Yeah.
And I think that I was always the one who pre-called. I'm the pre-caller.
You are
the
pre-caller
designated
for pre-caller. Sports bars.
I'll find the sports bar, designated pre-call. And I would call them up, make sure they're playing the sound, because you and I are the very same in that. And then I get really passive aggressive if the sound's not on.
It's outrageous if
yeah.
you're going to show a game
in a sports
without
bar.
The sound.
In a sports
are you
bar.
Out of your mind? Yeah, I'm
right.
not going to piano bar and being demanding the volume on the All-Star
right.
game.
Exactly. Like, and but I, you've seen me do this, and I think
yeah.
you've done it. You're not passive aggressive.
It happened to me in the World Cup.
Oh,
no,
it?
I wasn't passive aggressive.
No, you're
I was
aggressive.
Screaming at the dude.
You're aggressive.
I was like, I'm sorry. It's USA, Belgium. And there's no sound. I was like, are you out of your effing minds? He's like, yeah, we're just wrapping some stuff up and put the sound on. I was like, no. First of all, it's the national anthem, fucktard.
Yeah.
Oh, I was losing my mind.
Oh, that's outrageous.
Yeah,
that's
so
disgusting.
Tuesday, I land. We go to a bar
Torrential
rain. To watch the All-Star game.
And I had pre-called.
Poppy creep. Pre-crawls? I can't even speak. I did a show last night. I'm exhausted. I have another show tonight. That's what happens when you land in New York City. You do shows and you lose a lot of money and it's just drinking and too much fun.
And the verbal ability to speak.
If I'm slurring people, that's just how it is. It's going to be a slurring podcast of exhaustion. No, but it was great. So you pre-call the bar.
Mm-hmm.
I can't even get pre-call
It's
out.
All right. Your just ball is on your mind. It's okay. The ball is on your mind.
Oh, so many balls. So little time. Whoa, I just threw up on my mouth. Yeah. So and they were like, yeah, right? Didn't they say yes?
They said absolutely. And this is in Harlem. I'm traveling
yeah.
from Chelsea. That's costing me a $30 cab ride,
exactly.
which I'm used to. But my God, you know,
yeah.
I figured split the difference because you're staying uptown.
Yeah.
So I show up there in torrential rain. And this is no, it's not like, oh, there's another bar on the corner. And they're like, oh, no, we have a band tonight. I was like, you have a band? You're a sports tavern that has all the sports on every TV. It was lobster
and
night. They didn't even have lobster, which I found out later.
No,
they didn't even have lobster. Thank God, because then I didn't have the fear of missing out. So I just looked, and I gave it to that hostess. I was like, listen, I called early. I came from Chelsea. Like, you know, like I was coming
yeah.
from a foreign country.
Yeah.
You know?
I couldn't hear from the shores of Delaware.
Exactly. I was like, this is an outrage. So I'm taking my business elsewhere. My 16 Proseccos and my grilled chicken salad.
You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. I think that's a song lyric.
So that's what it. So I had called another bar, the Village Poorhouse.
Yeah. So you're in a bar. I'm coming down from 141, and you're already like, no sound. Calling other bars.
So it was like, it was almost like I was sending you like some sort of, you know, like Western Union telegram. Like, no sound. Calling other bars. We'll be in touch.
Dot dot dot.
Tick, tick, tick. End.
End. Sound. Over. Or like in Annie Hall when the dude's like, for the next 10 minutes, I'll be at 917-221-9346. And then 10 minutes later, for the next 6 minutes, I'll be at 646.
But then the best part was that I get to the bar and it's Village Poorhouse, which is, I don't mind saying, because they are a great bar. There's one in the East Village. I've had a lot of birthday parties there. It's also a Mets bar. The East Village location is known.
Oh, cool.
So I've gone there a lot because it's kind of close to me in terms of just going right across town. And so they have an uptown location, which I had been to once, and I was kind of like, it's not really the same because, you know, we're on like 109th Street as opposed to the East Village. But I was like, it'll do. And they're labeled as a sports bar. So I called them. They're like, yeah, sure. The sound's on already. I'm like, great. I show up. There's nobody in the bar. I was like, this is perfect.
It was great.
Right? So you showed up.
It was great.
And we had a whole.
To be continued, people.
Yeah, we had a whole seat like right in front. It was like a theater. It was awesome.
It was great. No, we had this huge big screen. I roll in. And we start, you know, it was just, I miss the very, like, you know, the very, whatever, the roster, whatever, but get there for the first pitch, super exciting. So, all right, we'll start it from there and then we'll tell you what happened in inning 4 or 5. But overall.
It was pretty early.
Because it was really early in the game.
We were so into it.
Okay, a sneak peek. Yes. What happened was in inning 4, it turned into a karaoke bar. And we lost our minds. We lost our minds. Oh, I'm sorry, there's a karaoke night. We're like, no, it's all-star game night. Do we have to go to a third bar?
Yeah.
So essentially, we tried to, the owner tried to assuage both camps by doing karaoke on the breaks. So it's all-star game.
Yes.
And then the break for the car commercials was some idiot singing something.
Yeah, like, you know, Sweet Caroline.
Oh, Christ.
Or our friend who decided to torture us.
Yeah, she tortured us by singing a Cher song. Not that Cher's torturous, but when you're trying to watch the game.
Yeah.
And that was the ending. Derek Jeter was commentating from the dugout. Yeah. And she's like, if I could turn back time. I'm like, shut your mouth, Jeter. I'm here to see Jeter.
I feel like that it was like a Lifetime show called A Different Kind of Gay. We were one kind of gay. She was doing the other kind of gay.
Oh, at a straight bar in Harlem.
Yeah.
Oh, God. It was hysterical. All right. So we sit down. Let's do a little, before we start the All-Star game, we'll do a little. By the way, let me just tell you what's on tap. We're going to go, it's Poppy's here. She's our resident baseball goddess. So we're going to do a lot of b-ball. We're also going to talk about the 790 moves that were made in free agency for the NBA. Little shout out, some sweet SB moments that happened last night. I'll do a little WNBA shout out and leave with a feel-good moment of the week. And it's probably, I already think it's probably a gold, it's going to be a gold medal podcast because Poppy's on.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, so Home Run Derby.
Oh, my God.
We could just spend about a minute on it because I think I napped the entire time.
Yeah, well,
when you're in the finals with two home runs.
First of all, I recorded it and it started late because there was
rain delay.
And when I came home, I actually successfully avoided finding out who won.
Yeah.
But I forgot that I had the MLB notifications on.
Oh, the pop-ups.
But they're always late. And so in the middle of watching it, which it started late, like when I started it, it was probably like 9 o'clock. I mean, but I had been recording since 8 and was supposed to record till 10. So I knew that I wasn't going to get to the end and I just watched the highlights.
Yeah.
In the middle of watching it, it was like, congratulations, Joanna Cespedes. I was like, are you kidding me?
Yeah.
So, but I was watching it and it was so quick. It was so, first of all, I'm a huge Todd Frazier fan. Are you?
Now I am.
Yeah. I've always been.
Well, here's the thing. I know, as far as baseball is concerned, you know, I've watched baseball my whole life, but you're our resident baseball doctor.
Yeah.
I go pretty deep in the American League. National League, I go, like, I'll know a general sense. I'm always going to know. I'll try to catch some games here and there.
Right.
I'll know a general sense of the All-Stars.
Interleague.
Who's winning.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Right.
But I couldn't tell you the third baseman of the Houston Astros.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like that.
Well,
type
I don't
of
think
thing.
Anybody can. I don't think they know either.
I actually just think
he's in the minor leagues.
They decided to continue out the season. So good for them.
Isn't there a mercy rule or something?
They're actually two games up on Texas.
Are you kidding me?
I did. I wrote out the entire standings.
You know what? It confuses me because I still think of them as National League.
Yeah, no, it's absolutely bizarre. Just because they wanted, they were like, oh, just get rid of them.
I feel like there's going to be some sort of like 30 on 30 on in ESPN, like maybe in like 15 years, called Poor Jose Altuve. You know, and yes, it's just poor little Jose.
He's the only bright spot.
He's so adorable.
He's so good.
He's really good.
We're talking about, by the way, the second baseman for the Houston Astros.
That's correct. And he's one somebody that I've had my eye on that I'd be very happy to trade off Daniel Murphy.
Well, how about this?
Acquire.
Leading, I took a lot of stats today because I decided I'd like to do, when I know I'm covering like maybe one sport three quarters of the time, I have to go deep with stats because just to throw out some stuff because I'm a nerd. 130 hits, 41 stolen bases, highest in the MLB.
American League.
No, overall, 130 hits.
Wow.
41 stolen bases.
Wow.
Oh, wait, no, that's not the highest. D. Gordon is the highest for stolen bases.
That makes sense.
But 130 hits, 41 stolen bases in Houston?
Yeah. That's a huge deal. In the American League.
He's a bright spot
in Houston.
Because they have Dwight Howard, so you're going to need a lot of bright spots.
Oh, boy.
I can't stand that guy.
Yeah, he's a lot.
My regulars will know. Don't worry, people. I'm not going to go on another Dwight Howard tirade. Oh, boy. Hey, Chris Bosh, you want to come to Houston and get a $400 million contract? No, because I have to play with Dwight Howard. I'm going to stay in Miami and take a pay cut.
Yeah.
That's how much
he doesn't want to play with Dwayne Wade.
Yes.
I mean,
but seriously,
there's a lot of pay cuts. We'll get into that.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so yeah, that dude's a baller.
He's really great. He's an excellent player, and he's still to me a National Leaguer.
Yeah,
he plays like he's,
I know,
which is kind of great because he's a National League player. They turn him into an American League player, and he's the best player on the team.
That's awesome.
He plays small ball. He's great.
He plays small ball. Yeah, speaking of small ball,
yes.
All right. Let's wrap up the home run derby.
Yes.
For me, there was a couple people. I was doing a lot of fast forwarding. It's not like. Like, you just want to see some highlights and stuff like that. There's five hitters. Thank God for seven outs. I was like, Jesus Christ. I'm going to be here all day.
I remember there used to be like 4 hours.
Yeah, it was like 18 outs. I turned it on for a couple reasons. I wanted to see Yasiel Puig.
Yes, as did I. One home run.
Did he get one?
No, I was saying you'd like to have seen one.
Yeah, I'd like to have seen one. The dude was up for about, I don't know, 35 seconds?
Yeah.
He swung 10 times, had a couple fouls, a couple dribbles down the one first baseline, no home runs, and he was done. I was like, what just happened?
He wouldn't have even gotten a hit in a regular game.
No.
Like, it wasn't even.
I was like, what just happened?
Like, it was a soft single. It wasn't. They were like bunt out. You know what I mean?
It was so crazy.
And he struck out. I think he struck out a couple times. He struck again. Yeah, how do you strike out? But it's almost like he just came, like he was like in the middle
like
of dinner
excited.
Or something.
Yeah,
was, you know, like he's like he left a hot plate of rice and beans. Is that racist? Like, but you know, he's from Cuba, so I mean, like, you know, he had like a hot plate that his mom made for him.
He definitely
she came
like,
to the All-Star game. He's like, he put down his fork, came up, swung a bunch of times. He was like, it's still hot, you know. Like,
no, he definitely looked like he had somewhere else to be.
He was
taking a lot of pictures on the sidelines with other dudes. Maybe he needed to go back for more selfies.
He was tweeting. Yeah.
Oh, my God. It was
he
so
did.
Funny.
He tweeted immediately after.
Yeah.
Because I follow him because he's really funny. Like,
yeah.
I mean, he probably has like some sort of, because he doesn't speak English very well.
Yeah.
It was so funny. It was so much fun to be part of the Home Run Derby. And I yelled at my phone. I went, you weren't a part of it. That wasn't a part of it. I went to get a drink of water. I came back and you were done. I live in a studio. Like my refrigerator is 2 feet from my bed. I got up. I got the water out. It was like the action of opening the fridge.
It made
that took
laugh.
The most time.
It made me laugh so hard. I was just like, wait, what just happened to Puig? Oh, he's done. The other highlight was Cespedes. Is that how you pronounce
Cespedes,
it?
Yeah.
Cespedes, yeah. Eyebrows. His eyebrows.
They are very
Bautista's
long.
Bautista's ears and Cespedes' eyebrows.
So, I love Bautista.
He's
Bautista?
Bautista.
I know a guy named Bautista. And also, Mike Stanton's home runs.
They were monsters.
Huge.
Now, so here's a couple dudes that I did not know. Mm-hmm. You know, like I knew the name, but couldn't even tell you what team they were on, quite frankly. The dude, Stanton from the Marlins.
Right. Formerly known as Mike Stanton, because that's his middle name, but then got really
we had
know,
a Mike Stanton
national.
Relief pitcher
yes,
for
did.
The Yankees.
He was very good. I think he pitched for the Mets briefly.
I think he did, too.
He did. And
I like that dude.
He was not that good on the Mets, but nobody is.
He's pretty average on the Yankees.
But then he went to his original name, which I don't know why he wouldn't. I mean, he lives in
which
Miami. It's Giancarlo.
Giancarlo.
Yeah.
So much better than Mike.
It's a great name.
That's a great name.
It's a very...
He smashed them.
He's a really good player.
He's amazing. So he's fun.
Really
he's
good.
A fun one to watch.
Yep.
Who else did I get to know?
Oh, wait. What is the dude you just mentioned?
Todd Frazier.
Todd Frazier.
Todd Frazier, who I watched.
What team does he play for?
He plays for Cincinnati Reds. He was drafted by them. I also follow his wife on Twitter. She's also enjoyable.
Really?
Yes. I can't remember her name, but it's something Frazier.
Nancy.
Nancy Frazier. I don't think that's right.
I have no idea.
It might be Tanya or something like that. But he's from Toms River, New Jersey. And I remember seeing him. Right? I saw him in, I think it was 96, 97.
He was 12 years old.
Yep. And he won the Little League World Series. It was a big deal because it was local.
Yeah.
And then
I totally remember watching those little
I don't think you heard this story. I was watching Intentional Talk, and they, you know, the show on MLB Network.
Yeah.
And it's Chris Rose and Cowboy Up. What's his name? You probably hate him. From the Red Sox, Cowboy Up.
Yeah, that blonde dude. Yeah.
I can't believe I'm blocking.
I blocked
we'll
him
figure
out.
It out later.
Yeah, but he was good.
He's really good, and he's funny on the show. And they just call players. Yeah, they call players over. They just shout them over, and they come over, and they laugh, and they have a good time. And they called over Todd Frazier, and they were talking about how after he won the Little League World Series, and they kept showing this picture of him with Jeter.
Yeah.
Because they brought the Little Leaguers to Yankee Stadium.
So adorable.
It was a huge deal because they won all of the Little League, you know, all of it. They beat Japan. They beat every country. And they said to him, you know, they talked to us, the Mets talked to us about coming to Shea. And he said, we just turned him down.
No.
And I was like sitting there like, oh, but you know, then he's like, well, it's not, you know, it wasn't the Mets. It's just that the drive from Toms River to Shea Stadium, because it was Shea at the time, was just way too long. He's like, you know, because the Bronx is very close.
And I was like,
oh, way to backpedal, buddy.
Way to backpedal.
You know, like Jeter's your favorite, like your idol. Like, but the disdain that oozed out of his mouth. I was like, oh, Todd, I used to like you.
Oh, come on, Todd.
You know, I think if you a big contract, you go to the Mets.
Yeah, exactly. No, he'll be a Met one day.
Probably.
There was a cute little story for Todd Frazier, too, and he said that when he originally went to Yankee Stadium, you know, I mean, they were there and being celebrated and stuff. He was a huge Paul O'Neill fan. That was his favorite player.
That. That's awesome.
And he meets everybody. He's standing next to Derek Jeter. Then he gets in the dugout, or maybe they're in the dugout, maybe we're in the, like, the stands. And he started, he was like, that was like the first couple times he'd ever watched Derek Jeter live. And he was just obsessed. He's like, he just became mesmerized with Derek Jeter, how he played, how he handled himself. And he's like, that day from forward, I became like the, you know, the hugest Derek Jeter fan.
It probably didn't help that Paul O'Neill broke a bat over his head in the dugout.
Well, maybe not that game. I did love Paul O'Neill, though.
I did, too.
God, I loved
Paul
O'Neill.
But he was an angry individual.
He was just spirited.
I was listening to a broadcast with him. It was a Yankee
game. He's a great announcer.
Oh, he's fantastic. And I think they had, I don't know if Cohn was in there, but someone was in there with him who had played with him, and they were making fun of him, and they said, you know, who knew that this guy who never spoke, you know, on the field, aside from berating and befouling himself, and screaming,
the water cooler.
He was mad at himself. He was never mad at anyone himself. He was so hard at himself. Would be this easygoing, breezy, fantastic, personable announcer. And Paul was like, I saved all my words for now. It was really funny.
He's great.
He's wonderful.
Great. You know who I also love, and his name is going to escape me, but I can give enough details to get it, because he was a Mets pitcher. And then he was a Yankee. Tall dude. Maybe southpaw. He played for the Mets for a long time. Then I think he was a Yankee. He was a Yankee. I don't know. We'll come back to it. Okay. I'll think of it at some point.
Kevin Millar is that guy's name, by the way.
Yes.
We'll see. We'll come
up
with
it. He was a huge. Kind of glue for that Red Sox team, you know, that whole comeback and cowboy up.
He was.
You need those dudes on that team.
Well, that's
what's
happening right now with, I would say, a combination of Curtis Granderson and Vic Black on the Mets.
Oh, yeah?
I don't know if you saw what was happening right before the break, but they had an 8-2 homestand, taking 3 out of 4 from the Braves.
Wow.
And then sweeping the Marlins.
That's awesome.
And 1-2 from Texas. And beating them in handily fashion, like, you know, beating them handily. And,
yeah.
Granderson, who we share as a player.
Yes, we love Grandy.
Oh, sorry. He.
I loved Grandy in Detroit. And you know what? Not a Tigers fan.
I'm not a
Tigers fan. I respect the Tigers because I love old school baseball.
Me too.
You know what I mean? But it's not like, you know,
and Miguel
Cabrera, Tigers.
How can you not?
Oh, he's amazing. And Sparky
fantastic.
Anderson. And I actually kind of liked him growing up because of I loved Magnum P.I. And, you know, he always wore a Tigers hat. And I was like, I kind of like the Tigers. But, you know, who doesn't love Grandy?
he's great. Well, he started this thing where anytime somebody would get a hit, he'd start waving, like doing a towel in circular motion in the, and I can't remember where he said he came up with it. I think he said maybe it was from basketball or something like that.
Okay.
They would do that at, you know, the finals games.
Yeah.
And so now every time somebody gets a hit, they wave these towels. And
you
now when they hit home runs,
like
they
that.
Go
that's
through.
Awesome.
They have like a car wash.
Oh,
and it's
that's
really great.
Great.
It's really awesome. And they've come back. Like they had these, this the past 10 games right before, the, you know, it's, of course, then there's an all-star break. They'll come back cold.
Yeah.
But, you know, because it's the Mets. But they had this great streak where like Chris Young, who is a waste of space on the Mets right now. I feel bad for him, but. Terrible signing. He's their left fielder that the Mets signed in the offseason for $7 million when they could have had Nelson Cruz, who plays for the Baltimore Orioles and was an all-star.
Cleaned up his blood. Get back out there. Washed
did,
out the
Did he do the Keith
toxins.
Richards?
Yes,
he had a Keith Richards blood transfusion.
He just peed a lot in the offseason. Get those drugs out.
Did a flush.
Ugh.
He did it. Yeah, I know. It's
Yeah, well, second chance, I guess, right?
Second chance is Marlon Byrd.
Yeah.
Roger Clemens.
No, listen. If you're going to give one person a second chance, you got to give them all a second chance.
Exactly.
I just like it just makes me.
I know.
Really. No, and you know what it is? It's just a little bit of a heartbreaker.
It is
because you want to think all your athletes are just like pure and good and awesome, and a lot of them aren't.
But you've noticed that now pitching has become.
Yeah.
It's because no one's taken that. I mean, there were still really good hitters.
Yeah.
But in general, in the 90s, everybody was a good hitter.
What are we at? Like 8 no hitters already this year? I mean, it's like.
I think I just threw one last week.
Yeah, I know. I was watching
my fastball tops out of 25. I don't want to brag. Did you ever do that? Did you remember when ESPN Zone existed? I think there's still one in LA. There's one in Anaheim. It was one of my favorite places in the world. It closed, the one in Times Square.
It did?
Yeah. Oh, my God. It closed years ago.
Ugh.
It was so disappointing. And I thought that the Buffalo Wild Wings was replacing ESPN Zone in terms of being a place where you could go watch. And when I pre-called Buffalo Wild Wings to make sure the sound was on, assuming it would be. I was like, it's a sports bar. They have like, and it's the All-Star game. It's the only sport that's happening that night.
Yeah.
And they were like, no, we don't have the sound on, but what you can do is download an app for your phone. And I said, wait a minute.
Wait, keep going with download the app and then
you want me to download an app for my phone? I said, so you're telling me that in a sports bar that's basically the size of two blocks in Manhattan that you're paying all this money for, I'm going to listen to the sound through my iPhone, which the sound is crappy to begin with. And they were like, oh, no, then we hand you a speaker that you attach through Bluetooth. And I was like, because that's going to work fantastic.
I mean.
That's going to be great.
I thought you were making that shit up. I was like, is that? I was like, what are we at a diner in the 50s?
We
have our own little booth. We can have a headset and a speaker listen to the All-Star game.
I know. I was like,
I'll pick one of the other million bars around you that will have the sound on.
It's like, you know, that's literally has 10 seats. Yeah.
Like, then what? Then why would you, first of all, I would never step into a Buffalo Wild Wings, but if it was a packed sports bar, and
right.
Of course.
I thought it would be fun. I thought it would be like a place that
might
be busy.
Doing that, then it's like, well, what market are you going for?
Yeah, I mean,
just
who's going
that love
in there?
Buffalo Wings?
Yeah. Who's going in there to like get messy and eat, you know, wings with hot sauce and not listen to the game? Like,
You
know, listen to whatever third-eyed blind, you
crazy
know,
crazy tourists, I guess. That's the only thing I can think of.
It was horrible.
You know what I mean? Like,
it
off
was really
the bus
awful.
And they're like, well, we recognize that, Marge.
Okay, so do you remember the ESPN Zone? Do you remember upstairs?
Oh, yeah.
Where you could throw the pitch and they would clock you?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm not joking. It was 25 miles an hour.
I had a knuckleball, 25 miles an hour. 20,
that's good. It's a Bugs Bunny pitch.
I didn't even hit the screen.
Oh, it fell in front of the plate.
It fell in front and rolled.
Struck him out.
Catcher couldn't catch it. The Foley knuckle.
It's very exciting.
16 miles per hour all over the place. Swing and a miss.
Yeah, there's been a lot of no-hitters. A lot of no-hitters.
Speaking of which, I know we're kind of all over the place, but who cares? One of my favorite. So this is going to be like a bubble of like half year in review.
Okay.
Right. One of my favorite moments already this year is the dude, Madison Bumgarner. Oh. That's a mouthful
it really
of a
is.
Name. Madison like Bumgarner.
You can't say it unless you have marbles in your mouth.
I know. Madison Bumgarner up to the plate.
His mother had the mumps when she gave birth. His name was supposed to be like Matt Birchman or something.
Dude, crazy awesome pitcher for San Francisco Giants, already has two grand slams.
Yep.
Which, two grand slams as a pitcher.
Right. You know that's one more than Jeter.
Jeter's not a power hitter.
He doesn't need
He's
to.
He's a placement hitter. Yes.
I was excited when he hit the one grand slam. I think it was probably against the Mets.
Probably. and then we'll go back to the All-Star game. I realize we haven't even touched that yet.
Yeah.
All right. We'll do like a couple. We'll do this little moment, and then we'll go back to the All-Star game. Two grand slams. And then in this particular game, it was just maybe 2 weeks ago,
Buster Posey, who was either the first, oh yeah, the second highest selling jersey in MLB is Buster Posey. First
really?
One is Jeter, and that's just because he's retiring. But Buster Posey, highest jersey.
That's impressive. He's a great catcher.
Dude's awesome.
He's really good. And I mean, he's so good.
Why wasn't he in the All-Star game?
His numbers aren't up. And also, I feel like he's been injured a couple times this year.
Okay.
I mean, he does have an injury problem. But
yeah.
They created that whole new catcher rule, sliding into home plate.
Oh, that was
because
brutal.
Of this guy.
Yeah.
That's how good of a player he is. That's how valuable he is.
He was super. Yeah. And so, same game. Bumgarner hits a grand slam.
Right.
Posey hits a grand slam.
Right.
It was the first time.
It was the first time battery mates had hit a grand slam.
Yeah.
In
pitcher
the same
and
game.
Catcher hit yep. a grand slam.
It's. I mean,
so
it's outrageous.
Cool. I love
it
that.
It is
stuff.
Really cool. It's. I love when it's historical.
Yeah.
I think it's very cool.
It's super cool because you're like, oh, we're witnessing. I mean, I didn't see it live, but I saw it on the Sports Center highlights.
Well, you know, Jeter is, I think, the all-time best hitter in, I believe, or one of the top five in all of the All-Star games.
Yes. Well, I wrote it down, Poppy.
Yeah, I'm sure you did.
He's
I figured
fifth.
You had that memorized.
0.481 All-Star game average.
Unbelievable. 4.81.
Fifth highest All-Star game average.
You know that's very much, that's so telling of the type of player
yeah.
that he is. Because, you know, you see it. It's almost a feeling you get. Like, with the Mets, there are players that are clutch. And there are players that are not. Lucas Duda is on his way, but he's just one of those guys that, I mean, he's good. He's gotten better, but he's one of those players that just doesn't, you know, he's not, when you really need the hit, he doesn't get it, but he'll get two more hits in that game.
Yeah.
Jeter's the guy that maybe will get one out of, he'll go 1-for-4 or 1-for-5, but he'll get that one hit that
win
wins
game.
The game.
Yeah.
Or ties it, or whatever.
Whenever gives me shit about Jeter throughout the years, like you hear, like, oh, overrated, greatest singles hitter in all time. I just said, you know, if you watched, I've had the, you know, absolute pleasure of, you know, watching his entire career. And what people don't know is when you're, you know, whatever team you're on, you obviously know your team really well, right?
Right.
And so, you know, I moved to New York City in 96. He came up in 95, but didn't really play. Came up in 95, sent back down with Mo, came back up. Then, you know, 96, first full year. And since 96, I've watched a gazillion Yankee games. But I've watched them in April, the beginning of June, some random day in July.
Right.
And I'm telling you, when you watch him on a day-to-day, that's exactly it. Because
that's what you see.
He's like... He's just, and that's why they won so many, like an intricate part of all these championships. He's not a home runner hitter.
No.
He's not a triple hitter. Maybe he'll get a double now and then, but he will get in his prime. And I know the last couple of years, obviously, there's
still
been a decline.
Now,
he will get the hit that you need. And people don't understand that because they're like, they just see like the glory clips or something like that. I'm like, no, he does this on like May 28th and August 5th.
And gets them to, he is such an integral part of when. And if they ever, when they go to the playoffs every year. I mean, remember that stat we saw? It said that he played in a certain amount of games, like 5,000 games, and only one was when he was eliminated.
Yeah.
Like, it was insane.
Yeah.
And there's a player on the Braves, which I, again, another player that I wanted the Mets to sign that they didn't, Irvin Santana, who's a very good pitcher.
The Angels.
He pitched for the Angels, then
forever.
He went to Kansas.
Okay.
Kansas City.
Yeah.
And then I think it was a short contract, and then he was just out there because he cost a draft pick. That's why the Mets didn't sign him. So the Braves signed him. He came out guns blazing. He was great. But I follow him on Twitter. He's one of those entertaining, you know, really, like, he just enjoys the game.
Yeah.
And he does this hashtag, and he made a T-shirt called Smell Baseball. And I love that. And before every game, he smells his baseballs.
So
it's
awesome.
So funny. It's a little weird. But I love it. And I feel like Jeter is kind of like he embodies that smell baseball. Like,
yeah.
He smells the hits. He smells the clutch performances. Like, he's one of those guys. And this is a Met fan giving him props that he will come up. He can't wait to come into the situation where he can help put the team ahead. Like, he can't wait. He lives for that. I mean, you could have the best hitter in the world. But how many of them can do it in New York under that kind of pressure, under those kind of lights and cameras and eyes on you?
Since his first year.
Unbelievable. I mean, he's
year.
Got like ice in his veins.
Yeah.
I mean,
and he just loves it. And he's so well spoken. And well, let's go into this All-Star game story where obviously the tribute was really sweet and all the players are so respectful. You know, I think as fans, we create all these like, you know, oh, Red Sox, Yankees, we hate each other. Like,
these dudes all like each other. They're all professionals. They play in
a game for a living. And it's really, and they're millionaires.
I know. It's really sweet. That's why I absolutely love the All-Star game, because it's super fun. They're all fans of each other. They get to hang out. It's awesome. And like, you know, I get to cheer for John Lester once a year, or whoever, you know, the Red Sox dudes are.
I get to cheer for Chase Utley, even though I don't.
Yes. Even though he looks like Dracula.
He really does.
But no, it's fun. It's really fun. Because at the end of the day, like, you know, my... You know, it was funny. I think I mentioned this before, but someone like tweeted at me that I'm too hard on the Red Sox. And I'm like, I don't know how many times I have to repeat that. I thoroughly enjoy going to a ballpark, Fenway Park. It's one of my favorite ballparks.
Yeah.
But it's fun. Those rivalries are super fun, right? But the All-Star game, it's great to see all these guys like hanging out with each other. And, you know, one of the best moments was obviously, well, the best moment, I think, for a baseball fan, obviously for me, who was slightly obsessed with Derek Jeter, was just to see him being celebrated his last time.
Yeah.
And then to get up a bat when all that's said and done, and to hit a double against Wainwright. Now, huge controversy, not huge, but there's no way Kershaw, well, yeah, we'll go back into the Wainwright. But just at the top of that, Kershaw should have been pitching.
Best pitcher in baseball. Already threw a no-hitter this year, which with 15 strikeouts, which people are heralding as one of the most dominant no-hitters.
Arguably the best no-hitter
listen,
in all of baseball.
I hate the Dodgers, okay? Yeah, yeah. Clayton Kershaw is a beast.
Yeah,
he's ridiculous. Amazing. I mean, I would take him on my team. You know, I'm starting to like him a little bit more now that his facial hair doesn't look like pubes so much.
Yes, he's grown it out a little bit.
It was a little weird. He had kind of
I would trade all four starting Yankee pitchers that are now disabled and all getting Tommy John surgery for Clayton Kershaw.
Oh, God, we'll get into that in a second.
Anybody else want to have Tommy John surgery?
Raise your hand. No, you can't.
Oh, you can't. I just am like, really? Tanaka. Nova.
How is Tanaka? How does he go 20-0 in Japan? And he didn't take a physical. Isn't that correct?
That he signed that contract? No, they took a physical. They took his arms were totally fine. There was absolutely no.
Well, did he take a Japanese physical?
Yeah. The Japanese physical is like,
fine.
How are you feeling? Great. And we've signed with the Yankees.
Here's your passport.
Yeah. Well, apparently, you know, I did read that his arm was totally fine. And, you know, maybe he's overthrowing. I don't know. But, you know, there's a good chance he doesn't get the Tommy John surgery. He comes back in 6 weeks.
That'd be great.
Depending upon which report you read, it's someone's like, they're leaning towards Tommy John. And then they're like, no, they're going to wait it out. So, you know, it's just like when you
it's
go
depressing.
Down, we have no, like when you start last year. And then we'll move off the Yankees. But last year with the Yankees, we had so many injuries, like, in the field that my running joke was like, and now playing first place. I'm like, who the fuck is that,
who is
dude,
that?
Right? Yeah. And now it's like, and now pitching. You know, I mean, we've lost 4 out of the 5 starters. And our 5th starter is Kuroda, who's 98. It's unbelievable.
Well, listen, if you'd like, we do have Bartolo Colon.
Awesome, fantastic.
Who is very enjoyable when he has an at bat, which you
so
wouldn't
enjoyable.
Be able to see.
You sent me the clip.
I sent you. I showed you pictures.
Yes.
Folks, do us a favor.
Do us a favor.
Even if you're not a baseball fan, there's a pitcher on the Mets who used to be. He's traveled. He actually
he's been on every team.
He was famous.
Angels, right?
Well, he started with the Expos.
Expos. Okay.
And he was traded. I want to say either. No, he started with Cleveland.
Okay.
And he was traded to the Expos. There was a massive trade that brought, like, what was that? Grady Sizemore, like all these guys.
Oh, yeah, to Cleveland.
It was like a huge trade, and he got traded to the Expos. And then eventually he just.
He closed Montreal. He closed Expos.
Well, he ate him out of my house and home. He ate all the food.
Montreal is actually now closed.
It's closed. All the restaurants have signs. We ran out.
When Cologne
left. Cloned.
We've been cloned. When Cologne left Montreal, we closed the stadium.
We closed the stadium. But
did I tell you, I went to an Expos game.
You did?
Yeah.
Wait.
In like 98 or 99 or something
I
like
think
that.
Maybe you told me
crazy.
This.
Crazy. Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We did talk about this last time.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he has now been signed by the Mets, which I actually felt like it was a good signing, except it's 2 years for $20 million. But
wow,
I feel like.
That is so overpriced.
Yeah. And it's. I kind of feel like, what are you doing, Alderson? I kind of feel like maybe he made the signing specifically for the Yankees because he knew that they were going to possibly have pitching problems.
Yeah.
Just knowing what they're coming to do, and they could afford it.
Yeah.
Or the Angels. And I mean, he's been pitching great.
The year or two he pitched for us, I'm telling you, he was lights out.
He was great.
And then he got hurt or something, but he was and then he took drugs and ballooned up even more.
But here's the thing is that if you guys want to do yourself a big favor, go to the internet and just punch in Bartolo Colon batting.
It's
because
amazing.
This is his first time since he was, I would say, on the Expos that he's had to have an at-bat.
Yeah.
And so he doesn't know, and he's gotten a couple hits, which is so funny.
That's amazing.
Because he doesn't even, he just throws, it's like,
yeah.
I mean, like, I would have a better at-bat. You know?
The helmet's coming
every
off.
Time he swings, the helmet, like, is in his eye, because, like, he torques himself, and the you know, all of a sudden, like, the flap is in his mouth.
It's
you know,
hysterical.
It's just really, he doesn't know how to swing. It's funny.
Yeah,
it's and he
awesome.
Makes contact. It's really fun. Yeah. Watch, and he doesn't, he never drops the bat when he starts running to first base, like when he knows he's going to be out. He just carries the bat with him. He kind of walks, like he waddles.
It's my cane.
It's
funny. My cane. Yeah, no, thank you for sending me that because it's pretty smoking awesome.
I'm glad you
awesome.
Enjoyed it.
All right, so let's go back to the the Jeter Wainwright story. So Jeter gets a double, then Trout gets up, and that's a huge story because you know Mike Trout. Mm-hmm. I just the only thing I'm so disappointed is that he's an Angel. But
I
Anaheim
too,
fans, good for you because I wish Trout was on a team I liked. No offense to Angels fans, you guys have a really really sweet nice plastic ballpark. And
it is a plastic. I've never been.
I don't like.
Well,
it.
Well, it's Disney, right?
It's Disney. It's not Anaheim's fault.
Okay.
You know, it's a little bit cheesy. It's a little bit cheesy.
Yeah.
I think Angels fans, you can admit it. I mean, fireworks go off when you get a single. Anyway. but Mike Trout.
I love fireworks.
Yeah.
I got to go.
Yeah, I think there's like a Pirates of the Caribbean ship that just rocks back and forth when someone gets a double.
Do they say clap if you believe in singles?
Yeah.
When Tinkerbell comes out.
Tinkerbell is always in the dugout.
Oh, no, they had that stupid rally monkey.
Oh, great. Sometimes you get push notifications in the New York Times, and this is a sweet, a horrible one about a war that's about to happen. Great. I think that's why I like baseball so much. I'm like, oh Gaza Strip, ground assault. Awesome. Fantastic. Let's talk about Kershaw.
I mean, know.
It's the,
turn on the baseball game.
That's why like sports is just like the best stress relief ever.
It really is.
I mean, it's just,
what are we going to do this week without baseball? I don't even know what to do with myself.
It's one day. It starts tomorrow.
No, but I can't
I'll
watch
the
games.
I'll be at the stadium tomorrow.
I'm very jealous.
Yes, I've got Yankees tickets. I say goodbye to Derek Jeter on Monday. All right, let's talk. I'm going to cry.
He's not coming back west coast at all.
No, and I'm not, and I can't come back. But Mike Trout, it was a really sweet kind of like, you know, Jeter hits a double, Trout smacks it off the wall, Jeter comes around, Trout's from Jersey, his idol growing up. It was a really nice moment in baseball of like the handing of the torch.
The torch. It was, and that was a really nice thing that the. John Farrell did that. He batted Jeter first and Trout second.
Yeah,
you know he knows the
John
game
Farrell's later. Awesome.
He is really good.
I love that dude.
He's a good manager.
You know who I love too is Terry Francona. I love that dude.
I love Terry Francona. I thought you were going to say Terry Collins, and I was about to leave the podcast.
Oh, no, please. you should have dropped your mic and walked out if I said Terry Collins. No, I was always a big Francona fan, and I love that dude's with Cleveland.
I
That's
do too.
Awesome. I think overall, and again, I'm sorry, I'm skipping around, but it's super fun to see new teams winning. I'm
I agree.
Always like a big fan of
I like
of
parody.
That. Yeah.
Because it's difficult to get it in Major League Baseball because of money.
I literally wrote that down. You know what? We're going to come back. We're coming back to parody. Hold on. Let's just finish All-Star Game because then we've got to get – it's flying by here. Okay. So Trout, Jeter, super fun moment.
Great.
Wainwright, pitcher for St. Louis Cardinals. Great pitcher. I just think they're – you know, who's the Cardinals skipper?
It's Mike Redmond.
Mike Redmond?
Wait, no, it's not Mike Redmond.
No, he's the Marlins dude.
Marlins. He was also a catcher. Mike Matheny.
Yeah, Mike Matheny.
Yeah.
Yes, yes. And that's cool that Redmond was the twin and now he's a manager. So
he's
Matheny,
also a catcher for the Marlins.
Well, he's not a catcher anymore.
No, he was.
Oh, he was.
Yeah.
Oh, he was. It was. Okay.
Briefly.
There
is a connection to that.
Right. Okay. So that's what it was. So, you know, Matheny, bad move. I'm sorry. Bad move pitching Wainwright. You should have pitched Kershaw.
You know, that's like the biggest homer, like, not like you know,
if
nepotistic.
If you're in St. Louis, sure. But you're not in fucking St.
Louis. You're in Minnesota.
Yeah.
I mean, it's, you know, it's the best pitcher. You're supposed to give, you know, and this, there's been a lot of discussion about Bud Selig. His idea
worst.
Of this time it counts. Like, all right. So, listen. So, he came out and, you know, there was, first of all, you're pitching who you think is your best pitcher. But you know it's not. It's Clayton Kershaw.
Yeah.
But you're being a homer and you're pitching this guy. You know, I mean, if it counts, like what if you're in the World Series? I think I read something today saying, well, you have to talk about the controversy first.
Well, no, go ahead. You can.
Somebody talked. Okay, so there was a controversy because there was an interview right afterwards where Wainwright had said, you know, I wanted to give Jeter a couple to a couple of good looks, basically.
Yeah.
To paraphrase. And, you know, then there was a huge controversy saying, like, basically saying he was discrediting his actual hit. But then there was also the other side of the coin saying, why are you doing that? What if somebody actually said, if you, I think I read it on Twitter, yeah, how about, you know, we'll get a reporter to come to Wainwright if you lose game seven because you're in the American League ballpark because you grooved one to Jeter in the All-Star game to give him his due.
Yeah.
Like, how are you going to respond to that? Listen, I appreciate
there's so many things to talk about this. It is so many facets. Let's break it down. I saw the Wainwright interview. It's one of those things where I felt for him and I felt against him because it's one of these things where I think it's unfair where you're in an All-Star game. You just won the Super Bowl, whatever it is.
Yeah.
You're trying to pitch. They immediately take you downstairs. Like, I didn't even know this actually happened.
Yeah.
Cause I was like, wait a minute, why is he commenting in the eighth inning about comments here? I was like, when did he comment?
Right.
So they take him down into like the, you know, bowels of the stadium. They put seven, you know, different microphones up. And he also, when he was talking, he started out that interview saying it was such a great moment to pitch to Jeter. I took, you know, myself off the mound. I just wanted to give him it. He was so complimentary of Jeter.
And genuine.
Super genuine. The dude's a genuine dude.
Yeah.
So then he's like, the pitches to Jeter. He's like, you know, he's such an amazing hitter. He's like, you know, and it was very off the cuff. It was very light if you go back and listen to it. He was like, yeah, I just wanted to give him, you know, a couple good looks. I thought, yeah, maybe he'll get like a single or a pop-up or something. He's like, you know, then he was joking around. He's like, I don't think it was going to get a double.
Right.
He's like, I wouldn't have done that. You know, like, and it was very kind of light, you know, and maybe it's something that's done. Maybe it's not.
Well,
whatever.
I'm pretty sure it is.
Again, here's the thing. He shouldn't have said it.
He shouldn't say it.
He shouldn't
it's like
said
the
it.
Neighborhood play.
Yeah.
Like you can acclimate it to the neighborhood play.
Yeah.
If a guy is on second base and a double play is about to happen and the ball is thrown to the second baseman and he's straddling the base and then he throws to first, the umpire generally says it's an out because it's a neighborhood play. He's avoiding being,
he's
you know,
in
killed.
The neighborhood
he's in the
for
neighborhood.
People that don't know the language.
But it's an
of it.
Unsaid,
yeah.
It's an unsaid, unwritten rule that if you're in the neighborhood, they're going to call
Michael
you
Michael Strahan and
yes,
Brett
Michael
Favre.
Strahan. The sack and a half. You know, he was.
There
he,
are moments. So I just felt,
it, it,
I
it
felt
should be
bad
unsaid.
For him.
Yeah.
Because at first we were pissed, right? Yeah. We're sitting there. We're like, wait a minute.
That's
he just said he basically just put Jeter on base. But then when you listen to what he was saying, it was very, again, he shouldn't have said it, but it was there was no malintent.
Right.
You know what I mean? It was just one of those things where you're speaking about baseball.
It's like people using pine tar.
Yeah.
Except for Michael Pineda, who puts it on his face.
Yes, of course.
As a mustache.
Pine tar in the neck area. Really?
Next time he's going to put it on his like, little mustache.
Yeah, just Vaseline ball.
But they all use it. Yeah. And that's the thing. There's things that go unsaid in baseball.
Yeah.
That's one of those things that should have gone unsaid.
It should have gone unsaid.
Unfortunately, it didn't.
It didn't. So he gets interviewed in the dugout, seventh, eighth inning. They send Erin Andrews up. Now, I'm a fan of Erin Andrews.
I like her a lot.
And she has the horrible duty now of going up to Wainwright and being like, hi, you basically just said you gave a couple cork balls to Derek Jeter. And, you know, because it was so, it came out like so poorly.
Yeah.
Because then everyone's like, oh, wait a minute. He just let Jeter on base. And so he's backtracking and he's like, I feel terrible about that. I'm really competitive. I would never just, you know, so, you know, he took it back and maybe he did it. Maybe he didn't. But
he knew he made a mistake.
He knew he made a mistake.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm fine with all of it. You know what I mean? I'm not gonna crucify this dude.
Right.
I'm not in his position.
I'm just pissed he didn't give Carlos Beltran a nice look.
That would have been good. Yeah. You know, the guy's a world class pitcher. Jeter seemed to have absolutely no problem with the post game comments. He said, you know, they're like, well, what about his pitches? He said he gave you like a groove ball or whatever, which I've never heard the term groove ball before.
Or he said a pipe ball.
I always say like pipe balls, but it's
But he didn't say pipe ball?
No, he said groove
ball. Oh, he said a groove ball.
Because you've heard that, right?
Grooving like a pitch.
Yeah, grooving a pitch.
Yeah.
So Jeter was like, yeah, the first one was a 97 cutter off the plate. Maybe he thought I was going to swing. And he's like, the second ball was high and in. And then Jeter goes, no, I'm kidding. I don't know what he threw me. He's like, if he grooved the ball, thank you. Thanks.
Yeah,
thank you for that.
We won.
He's like, I still had to hit it. Right.
Yeah.
And so then Wainwright was like, then maybe I just, did you think I give Cabrera the ball to hit?
Right.
You know what I mean? So I think it was all kind of. He shouldn't have done it, but I think it was blown up out of proportion. But the worst being...
The worst part.
Here's the worst part of it all. This came out, I think, today, yesterday. Mm-hmm. This gross piece of crap, a Boston sports reporter.
You love that it's Boston.
It's just, you know what it is? It's like, it could be anywhere. It happens to be Boston. It's Dennis and Callahan show. Honestly,
I should say, you know, I don't have reference to the show. I don't know who this guy is. So I'm only judging him based on these comments. But his comments were so disgusting. I'm sure I would not like him.
Right.
Kirk Minahane or Minahane. He attacks Aaron Andrews for that interview.
Awful.
Really? That's who you're going to go after?
Yeah.
Aaron Andrews?
Right. Great idea.
Who has to go into the dugout and say, hey, Wainwright, you kind of acted like a douche.
Right. Who not only did that, but didn't, am I correct in saying that she just took Pam Oliver's job as the sideline reporter for NFL?
I'm pretty
NFL?
Sure. Yeah. She's everywhere.
Yeah. She's.
She had to interview Sherman after that.
Yes. Right.
Yeah.
She's Richard Sherman. She flew to Seattle.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, and then. And so he calls her. A gutless bitch. This dude, Minahane, or however you pronounce his name. A gutless bitch. What a bitch. I hate her. She's the worst. She said something about, oh, don't you hate social media? He's like, it's only because social media exists that she has a house. She's fucking awful. I mean, he said something like, first of all, follow up. Well, she's in the dugout asking a question. What would you like her
that
to do?
That is a follow up.
Scream at him? You want her to scream at him.
And not only that, but like, look at her. As I just said, like, Pam Oliver, she's supplanting Pam Oliver, and there's been a huge uproar about that.
Yeah.
Because it's very, you know, it's very touchy when you remove a woman who's in her 20th year doing the same job. And she does a pretty good job.
She does a pretty good job.
She needs a better stylist, but she does a really good job.
Does. Her hair's
but you know, I mean,
place,
so do all the men.
Yeah.
But she literally here's this woman who's now working for getting the prime position that a woman can have in Fox Sports. So she's not going to do anything but candy coated sugar. You know.
But the
she's,
thing is, if it was a dude, what would the dude have done?
He would
have done. He's going to scream at the dude.
No.
I mean, come on.
No.
This guy's a world champion pitcher.
And it's the All-Star game, and you're in the dugout.
And it's supposed to be...
It's lighthearted.
There's supposed to be no controversy in the All-Star game.
Yeah.
You know, and Wainwright, he apologized profusely. You could tell he felt really bad about
it.
And then in the interview, the original interview, there was a lot of joking around. Like, it wasn't like a big fucking deal.
No, it wasn't like... It wasn't life and death.
Yeah.
You know,
if I'm reporting on it the next day, we would be reporting it just like we're reporting on it.
You know,
there's two sides of the coin. And then you go, okay, next story.
You know, I'll never forget when the Mets in 2007 were... 7 games up with 17 left to play, and they lost that lead, and the Phillies came up. They were tied until the last day, and Tom Glavine was slated to start that game, and he gave up 7 runs in the first inning to the Marlins, who were in last place. They lost the game. They didn't make the playoffs, and they came up to him afterwards, and he just said, you know, it's game. It's not, you know, it's not a fatal disease. It's not. And he didn't get crucified, and that was... You know, we're talking about putting a team into the playoffs, which costs, that's money that they're not making.
Yeah.
And nobody crucified him, but you're going to crucify this poor woman who's doing a lighthearted game, you know, an all-star game that barely counts.
She was asking him to clarify his comments.
Yes. She was trying to give him a
chance. Opportunity to clarify his comments.
Right.
Which she's just going to start screaming at. I mean, like, it was so gross. This dude.
This is why women have problems.
Ugh.
This is why it's difficult for a woman to make it as a sportscaster.
Yeah.
Because they're going to get killed no matter what they do.
No matter what they do. If she had gone in there and just been like, these comments are totally disgusting. I can't believe he's... They'd be like, what a bitch. What a bitch.
Totally.
So she doesn't scream at him. Oh, what a bitch.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is disgusting.
Well, she's just a bitch.
Oh, God. Yeah, she's nothing but pleasant and tries to do her job and get information from athletes. Let's crucify her. She obviously must be a horrible person. So,
she's blonde.
It makes me sick. It makes me sick. All right, flying along here. Let's close out baseball. We'll do a little basketball shout out. I do think, overall, Poppy Kramer... let's go through the standings real quick.
Oh, God.
National League. Let's do your National League first.
All right.
Any surprises? Half year in review. Let's do surprises, predictions, overall, favorite moments. What are you thinking is happening in the National League?
I'll tell you I'm very surprised that the Nationals and the Braves haven't run away with the division yet. They really both had a really...
You guys are hanging in there.
They're hanging in. They're about 7 games out.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, that's teetering. But they were 7 games out about a month ago. Then it went to 11. But then they went on such a great stretch that... And they were... The other teams were winning, too. The Mets had to, like... For every one game that, you know, the teams won, they had to win 3.
Yeah.
So, because they weren't... The the Braves and the Nationals are fighting it out on top.
Yeah.
So the Mets had to basically just win everything. So they clipped four games off.
Which is great.
It's really great. I mean, to have that happen.
And then I wrote down this sentence before you said it.
Yeah.
This is what at home when I was writing down some information, I said lots of parody.
Yeah, but I would say there's lots of parody in badness.
Well, yes, like, but at the top, the first three teams of every division,
yeah.
AL, NL, are very close.
Right, that's true.
I mean, if you even take the first four teams in the Central Division, they're all a game apart.
This is something that's really interesting to me. I thought Pittsburgh was going to be much better than they were in the beginning.
I thought so, too. But they just
started heating up, and they're really gaining ground. But also that's due to the Brewers kind of tanking.
I know.
In the last month they tanked, which makes me
crew.
You know, I used to hate the Brewers when Bud Selig was part owner, which
yeah.
I thought was...
Yeah.
Can you talk about conflict of interest?
It's so gross. But that's... I hate him. But I'm always... like Brew Crew,
but they're awesome.
Royals, I love the small market teams.
I love Royals,
Indians. I love
Royals.
Those dudes.
And
the Royals, not so bad.
They're not so bad. They're
five games out.
That's not bad considering Detroit is such a force.
Such a force.
And they were they were about 10 games out about 2 months ago. They started terribly. And they were actually picked to go to the playoffs.
The Royals.
Yeah, they were.
They did really well last year, right? They got
yes.
pretty close to getting a wild card. I think
the team that I'm most impressed with, and I saw them live, were the Oakland A's.
Oh, they look amazing.
They've got
playoff facial hair.
But they already. Well,
already.
They had it at opening day.
I mean,
they just
the hairy beasts.
They're so. And you know, it's funny because I watch all these sports shows and they talk about how you could take like a side player from another team and you plug him into the A's, and all of a sudden he becomes like a fantastic ball player.
Okay, I just want to give you. We're going to do a sweet little shout out to the Oakland A's, right?
Sure.
What I love about these small market teams is they really become a team, right?
Yeah.
And there's no big names.
It's very cohesive.
It's so cool. It's like what I thought, you know, the Yankees were maybe 96, maybe.
They were.
But I do love farm teams.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Farm like
so
teams that are just love the, you know. So we got Brandon Moss, Josh Donaldson, and Josh Donaldson we saw in the home run derby, did we not? Donaldson?
I think so.
I'm not sure. 21-20 home runs. Again, if you stop most people on the street and you go, "Who's Brandon Moss and John Donaldson?" Baseball fans, they'd be like, "Who? This is the best." Okay, pretty much everyone knows Cespedes because of the home run champion.
Oh, he's fantastic.
He's so fun to watch. But when you have this sentence, Coco Crisp and Scott Kazmir having seasons of their life, you're like, fucking, they're still playing?
Yeah.
Like Scott Kazmir and Coco Crisp?
Scott Kazmir, to me, it just
Well,
we talked about
Bay,
the last one.
That's
the worst.
Yeah.
But I mean,
you know what I mean? It's like you get these kind of like
he lost
young
to the Mets,
upstarts. What'd you say?
He lost when he pitched against the Mets.
Who?
Scott Kazmir.
Oh, Kazmir.
He gave up three runs.
Well,
not bad. It was still a quality start.
Dick Foley, all I heard for about 7 years when he was at Tampa Bay Rays is how much they couldn't stand Kazmir.
Why?
Because every crucial game he would tank. My
really?
Dad's like, get this bum out of Tampa Bay. I can't even tell you how
it makes
many,
me feel a modicum better.
Oh,
a
my mom, when it is so funny when your mother gets on the phone with you and I'm like, how's it going? She's like, well, Kazmir blew the game again last night. And everyone's like, why do you love to talk about sports? I'm like, Mary and Dick Foley.
It's our only language.
They're literally like they talk. It's just pretty funny because that's like a really cool team, right? When you've got all these young upstarts and then you get kind of these players. I wouldn't say washed up, but Coco Crisp. I mean, he started in 1928.
He really did.
And, you know,
his
I love
afro
that.
Keeps him young.
Oh, my God.
Have you seen that hair?
He's
I think he might have cut it.
Hair.
Or either they braided or cut it.
Not crazy surprising because they did so well last year.
Yeah.
Very excited. Very excited
it's
for the Oakland A's.
They're an exciting
team.
It's
fun to have new teams winning.
And they also have an incredible fan base. They had a competition.
I got to get up and see one of the games this year.
I would love to go. It had a terrible competition that MLB started. I want to say right around the beginning of the season called hashtag face of MLB. And it was like, you know, it was brackets.
Yeah.
And it wound up being David Wright against... Because David Wright could be the face of the MLB.
Yeah.
Not really, but I mean, you know.
He's top 10.
He's all right.
Faces.
Against Eric Sogard. Do you know who Eric Sogard is?
No.
Neither do I. So he's like this like guy who wears these crazy goggle glasses.
What has he played for?
The Oakland A's.
Oh, the Oakland A's.
He's like
awesome.
He's like in a platoon in second base or something.
Yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
Who knows?
Yeah.
He had 212 or something. You know, like he comes in for defense. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah.
But he made it to
Ninth
the finals
inning.
Because
yeah.
of the Oakland A fans.
That's awesome.
And it was like this huge push. I mean, I think, I don't know if it was rigged because I just don't think that MLB could have had him be the face of the MLB.
That's
when it came down to David Wright and him, it might have been the fix may have been in.
That's That's awesome.
But the Oakland, but it's just great to see that the Oakland A fans
great
are
fans.
So
great fans.
So great. Like I had such a good laugh about it that it was like, are you
Oakland's
me?
Like, you know, Oakland's like the Brooklyn, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's kind
it's
of
like San
like
Francisco gets all the glory and they get the shiny ballpark and they get all the shiny players and Oakland's like, we're doing this.
Yeah, totally. You know?
Just like
and
grabbing
well.
Their balls, spitting facial hair. Let's get in there and play
and it's
ball.
All Billy Beane.
It's awesome. Oh, Billy Beane.
Yeah.
I can't take it. So awesome.
So that, they're a great surprise.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, A's, Angels battling it out. Go A's. God, I can't stand the Angels. I apologize for the – listen, I'll give you Trout. Trout's a dream sequence. Seattle, super fun to see some Seattle, Kansas City pulling it up.
Seattle,
AL East,
I'm actually surprised because they were doing very badly before.
Yeah, now they're only 60. I mean, listen, Seattle, in my mind – you know, they've got to step it up and maybe, I mean, can there be two wild cards just from the West? Maybe. I doubt it, but maybe.
I don't know. Do you think?
Well, I mean, listen, if we stopped it all right
today,
now,
they would be. Yeah.
They would be.
Wow.
But I do think Toronto's going to make a push. I do think Yanks are going nowhere fast. I do think Toronto will give Orioles a run for their money. Rays always have some late season magic. Boston, I would never count out because they're a tremendously talented team.
I just read a thing saying that no team has ever come from behind from a 9.5 game
Boston
deficit
behind.
Boston
could do it.
Well,
Boston
they said, they
could
also
totally
said,
do it.
Well, it's the Rays.
And the Rays could do it.
9.5,
no,
I guess Boston's.
I mean, I don't count.
Boston's 11. Jeez.
If they came back, how can you count out? First of all, Rays have this like tremendous, totally magic.
They
Yankees
do.
Could literally get like a Cliff Lee or they could get a David Price and turn it around.
Cliff Lee, do you
Toronto
think Cliff
could
Lee?
Tank or win it all. Orioles could tank and win it all.
Yeah.
That's completely
do
wide open.
Do you really
open.
Think that Cliff Lee would approve a trade to the Yankees?
I don't approve a trade of Cliff Lee to the Yankees.
Well, do they call you actually and check in?
They should.
I was just wondering if
ugh,
that
the
that
greatest
happened.
Joy in my life was 2009 when we beat that.
You know, I'll tell you something. And I feel like I should be... You know,
you can,
my
you
voice can be
the
disguised.
The only reason why we won is because everyone was taking drugs in 2009.
What? That's not what I said.
Okay, no, I was going to say
that,
you
I don't
say
think
it.
That's why.
You can say it.
I really don't think that's why.
No.
I really don't. Because I don't think he did that much.
No, I mean,
he wasn't
had a
the World
hits.
Series MVP, was he?
No.
Who
he
was
had a
that
couple
World
hits.
Series? 2009 World Series MVP.
Let's see.
Here, guys, this is a question. We have wonderful prizes for you. Oh, it's not calling. Never mind.
Hold on. Mary Foley's calling in. Maybe Rivera? let's see. Who else was a shining star on that team? You got Tex, Cano, Jeets, A-Rod, maybe a Sabathia. Did he get two wins?
Let's see.
Who was blowing up? Who's blowing it up?
We'll find out.
God, I hope it wasn't A-Rod.
I think right here. Oh, I know who it was.
Okay, give me a clue. Give me a clue. You guys, this is happening live.
Okay.
Give me a clue. Just give me a position. Oh, no, wait. Outfield or infield?
Outfield.
Oh, okay. Outfield.
I totally forgot.
So, right. Because there's been so many different lineups.
No, but
wait,
this
hold on,
guy,
I'm gonna get this.
Love this guy. And it was a first. It was the first time that somebody did this, won the MVP in a World Series.
Why am I not getting this?
He was
this
unique for
quicker.
A specific reason. And I didn't even read it. I just saw the name. I actually saw the first, and I saw the where he's from. And I said, oh. And then I remembered he hit a couple home runs, bombs.
Bombs.
In a couple games, I believe.
Oh, my God. I'm blanking under the pressure because our outfield has just been an open
decimated.
Door of home.
He was a Yankee for, I would say, about 6 or 7 years.
Not Grandy.
No.
Pre-Grandy.
But he was a first. He wasn't from this country. How about that?
He wasn't from this country. That describes every Major League Baseball player. wait. Give me another clue.
All right. He's from the country that usually wins the Little League World Series.
Oh, I love Matsui.
Yes.
Oh, I love Matsui. Oh, my God. I loved Matsui.
Did you guys get it before, Aaron?
I went to Cuba. My first one to Cuba. I was like, wait, no. Japan always wins Matsui. Of course.
I wonder if anybody got it before you.
Oh, Hideki. I'm sure everybody got it before me.
No, come on.
You know, because like my role, like, you know, you're just like, oh, wait. There's
I know,
so
I
many
think
different
of it either.
Outfielders.
And I forgot. And I love. And then remember, that was his last season with the Yankees.
Oh, God.
And
then he got the
back,
ring
got
in 2010.
Ring.
Oh,
he
signed
with the Angels, right?
He signed with the Angels.
Yeah,
but then
he
everyone came back loved again. Matsui.
Yeah. Great
he knew
player,
like two
great guy.
Words, and everyone loved him.
I know he did. He was like, "Thank you."
Yeah,
that's
Matsui.
It.
Yeah,
those are the two words. Thank you.
Thank you. But always smiling,
such a
the
sweet,
biggest
sweet
smile
guy.
On his face.
What a great career he had.
Oh, what a great career!
Really great career.
Okay, I could talk to you forever, but we got to wind down.
Okay.
So who's gonna be in the? Let's just make some bold predictions. Who's in the World Series?
All right, I'm gonna say right now, based on what's going on, I would say that we got a good chance. We got a chance of Detroit with a slight chance of the Oakland or Angels fighting that one out.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be Detroit and possibly Ugh, it's either going to be St. Louis or the Dodgers.
Ugh.
I know.
Ugh.
I just, because I don't believe, I've watched the Nats and Braves.
I don't believe
too much.
The Nats or Braves. St. Louis, you can never, I just, if you're betting, just bet St. Louis for the rest of your fucking life.
I know. I just, it's unfortunate. But I mean,
no,
I really
think they're great fans. It's a great ballpark, great fans. I'm just so sick of them winning. Dodgers.
I think the Giants could pull one out, but they have to beat the Dodgers.
Yeah.
They do. I mean, they did a little bit this year. Yeah. I didn't watch all the series, but I know that they it might have been an equal series so far.
I'm saying A's. I think for some reason, I think the Dodgers are going to implode.
You think?
I think they just are going to implode.
Some they're going to get hurt.
I don't want to say this, but you know what? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm going out on a limb, you guys, right? I'm going to go a little crazy here, and I'm going to say it's the A's, Milwaukee Brewers.
Whoa!
And the A's
Aaron
win the
Foley
whole thing.
Taking acid for the first time.
I'm saying that the Brew Crew is going to cry. They're going to have some magic.
How do you see that with their pitching?
Nah, I don't. I'm just saying there's some magic. There's some magic.
All right, mark it down. Go to Vegas.
A's Brewers. Do we have one more minute in here?
Yeah.
Or do we have to roll?
We have plenty.
Okay. I just want to do this for just a couple minutes, and then maybe we'll talk about this in the next podcast or podcast ever. I have to say, and we're going to wrap it up, that we could talk baseball 7 hours.
I know. I'm sorry. I was derailing.
No. This is amazing. Two quick things, and then we're going to do a little NBA. The ESPYs were on last night. Mm-hmm. Do yourself a huge favor and go on YouTube or ESPN.com and download the Stuart Scott.
I did watch that.
The speech was amazing.
It was great.
He's an ESPN announcer. Yeah, suffering from cancer since 2007. But do yourself a favor and watch the 5-minute like sort of pre-clip before his speech.
Unbelievable.
His speech is unbelievable. What they're doing, for the Jimmy V Foundation is amazing. So check that out. Michael Sam, courage speech.
That was amazing.
Yeah. I kind of loved a little shout out to female athlete of the year, Ronda Rousey, UFC, MMA. She destroys. Woman's a beast. Female athlete of
I'm
the
not,
year.
You know, I shy away from
I did
wrestling,
too, but she's crazy.
But now UFC is real, correct?
MMA, UFC. It's like Ultimate Fighting Championships. Someone has explained this to me. It's sort of like is another word for like Super Bowl. And the sport is MMA, mixed martial arts.
Oh, okay. Because there's kicking and punching. And
yeah, no, it's mixed martial arts.
Okay,
that's the actual like sport.
Okay, so it is real.
Is
it's like not like
the league. The NFL is like the UFC.
I got it.
And MMA is football.
Okay.
Yeah,
I got it. All right. So because I that's something that I never
Check
really
her out,
got
man.
Into.
She's
I will.
Amazing.
But I never got into that just because I shy away from any sort of wrestling because of what WWE has done to the sport.
Yeah, no. Yeah.
Which is not a sport. It's fake. It's scripted.
Yeah.
So it drives
me. So, yeah,
Ronda Sorry Rousey's, to ruin your day.
No, Ronda Rousey, really she's pretty amazing. We've talked about her on the show before. We don't have time to go into depth, and maybe we'll do it some other time. But I have to say, the NBA, which sometimes I like and sometimes I hate. Let me just say this. LeBron to Cleveland. Bosh Wade stayed in Miami. They get Luol Deng. Love maybe to Cleveland. Melo stays with the Knicks. Lakers, horrible. Lance Stevenson to Charlotte. Pierce to Washington. Parsons to Dallas. Jason Kidd to the Bucks. Mark Jackson fired. I hate that. Paul Gasol to Chicago.
That's big.
There's a guy who just went
from Miami to Cleveland to be with LeBron. Took a pay cut.
And now he's trying to get Ray Allen. That was in the news this morning.
Wait, he's
They're
alive?
They're trying to make Cleveland.
Oh, no, that was Elaine Stritch who passed today. Okay.
No.
Oh, you didn't. Oh,
oh no, Elaine
so
Stritch
sorry.
Passed away today?
I can't believe I just told you that on your podcast.
Oh, this podcast just got more Broadway-based. Oh, well, shout out to Elaine Stritch.
Elaine Stritch. I tweeted, I always related to her in her dour, honest comedy because I just related to her.
Yeah.
And I was very glad to see her live. And live.
Yeah.
Because I saw her live.
That's amazing.
I saw her live, and the next day I saw Bea Arthur, which was an incredible disappointment.
Oh. Bea Arthur hit on me in a it's another podcast.
Whoa! I thought she was gay.
I was waiting tables. I know this is
at
a
Ernie's?
Ridiculous turn of events at the end of the Sports Without Balls. Waiting tables at Ernie's, post theater. She comes with 5 gay men, limo, hammered.
Yeah.
I'm serving drinks to them. They're all giving me a hard time. They think I'm hilarious because I'm just like, what's, because B. Arthur looked at me and she goes, I'll take another vodka martini. Like I had been serving her all night long.
Right.
And I looked at her and I go, another? And the gay men were dying laughing. And she grabbed my hand, pulled me in. She goes, "You have beautiful eyes." Oh. And I was like, "Thank you, B." And then I went into the kitchen and screamed. I was like, Hey, Arthur.
That's amazing. Yeah. That is amazing.
I mean, God, she was just like one of my favorites for my whole time.
Did you see either one of their shows?
No, I didn't. I never got to see them perform.
You know, she auditioned for this is an homage to Lance Fish.
For Golden Girls.
For Golden Girls. Yeah. And the story is that she went in and, well, she actually said, if she's quoted as saying, "I thought, you know, I'd have to work with Betty White for 10 years. Could you imagine that? No way." But she said that, and it was so brilliant.
Yeah.
And I saw it, and it's almost like you're seeing that moment happen, that she left the audition and she, you know, she went down on one knee and she said, I blew it. She just really felt, because then the show was a wild success.
Oh my God, it was one of the best shows of all time.
It was, but she didn't blow it. I mean, she might have blown something else, but she didn't blow her career.
Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
What
oh
a career that woman
career.
Had, yeah.
Well, congratulations to a wonderful career.
So Ray Allen is not dead. That's what
So Ray Allen is not dead. I feel like this is another entire hour podcast. But I just think it's super interesting. It made the NBA, in my opinion, so much more exciting. Because if I had to have another year of LeBron machine in Miami for San Antonio, congratulations to Spurs.
The LeBron sound machine.
But I was so sick of all of that. And also, it's really nice to get new faces, shake up the league.
I agree.
Different players going different. It's weird that the LeBron to Cleveland was barely covered. I mean, you didn't even hear a word.
No, nothing. I mean,
Oh my God.
It was really
stop talking about
it was very annoying. I mean, I was constantly searching.
I was
trying
LeBron?
To get updates.
Where is he going?
It was really sad.
God.
You know, I mean, it was just like, there was just too much baseball.
It was too much baseball.
They never interrupted my games with what happened.
It was so weird that I got a push New York Times notification on my phone, which is either bombing in the Gaza Strip or where LeBron James is playing
basketball.
That's
pretty much it. And someone, and what's his name? Who's the guy?
Oh, Lance Stevenson.
Lance Stevenson blew him there. You didn't know that, did you?
No, I knew that.
What was funny was that I hated LeBron for so long. And
yeah.
People were just like, you know, and you know, all my friends who were like, you know, try to play devil's advocate with me. They're like, "You don't hate LeBron," especially my friends who live in Miami. They're like, "You don't hate LeBron. You know, you're just jealous. You wanted him to go to New York." I'm like, "Yeah, I wanted to go. I did. I would have loved it if he had gone to the Knicks." But to be honest, when he was making the decision,
it was
so disgusting.
That's what everyone.
I really
angry
wanted
about.
Him to sign with Cleveland, and I wanted to like him.
Yeah,
because he's such a good player. He's amazing.
He's amazing.
And so when he announced that he was going back, which he did not do a decision, his letter penned to. I'm sure he had some help. Cleveland was beautiful.
There's a known writer that helped.
Oh,
him
it was
with
beautiful.
It. Yeah.
Like it was beautifully written. It was beautifully said, and it was a wonderful letter. And I was like, "Oh my God, I get to like LeBron again. I get to love him. I get to root for him." And then I saw that the contract was for 2 years, and I was like, "Fuck you, you little dick." I was like, "You,
it's
social
max
media
money,
manipulator,
max money,
mo problems."
You know. I'll say this. I will say this, and we'll close the podcast out with this, and then the feel good moment of the week. And then I forgot to even mention that Germany. Congratulations, you won the World Cup. but we talked about soccer a lot.
And Mario, keep it in your pants.
Yeah, and Messi shouldn't have gotten best player, even though he's amazing. But anyway, too much to talk about. But I have to say, there's that one moment where LeBron, you know, it was like, I always just thought the man's only motivated by championships. Can he win in Cleveland? Yeah, I think he can win in Cleveland down the road. But it did give me pause to be like, all right, I liked the move.
Yeah.
I liked it for Cleveland because you just want Cleveland to win a championship.
Yeah.
So I'm pretty excited about that. I'm very excited that LeBron's out of Miami. I hated the super group. I hated the money, and
the
know.
Miami fans. Oh, do you know that the Miami Heat Twitter account lost 300,000 followers the day that he signed with Cleveland?
Yeah, I'm like, who's a Miami fan LeBron?
Yeah, it was like, do you hear that sound? It's people jumping off the bandwagon.
Yeah. And the thing is, Miami's still got a really good team. They've got Wade. They've got Bosch. They sell Luol Deng. Like, they've got a really good team. They're going to be totally competing for the East.
Yep.
You know? And, you know, listen, if Love goes to Chicago, there's your team. There's your team of the future.
Well, is Rose ever coming back, or is he now coaching?
What, Derrick Rose?
Yeah.
No, he's Chicago.
No, I know.
Yeah, no, he's coming back. Yeah.
Oh, he is?
Yeah. He's totally
coming hurt
back.
Every year.
I know. But supposedly he's back better than ever. I think it's going to be super excited. I was very excited that Melo went to the Knicks. Stayed with the Knicks.
Me too.
I was excited that Bosch and Wade stayed in Miami. I think it's really kind of, I like a little shakeup. I like a little new landscape.
Me too.
It makes it more interesting.
And it's like, you know, you're shuffling the best players around.
Yeah,
it's
fun.
Gives every city a chance to have a superstar. I mean, you know, New York had Carmelo Anthony, but I think with Phil Jackson, I think it's going to be a much better system for him.
Oh, it's going to be great. Derek Fisher is going to be, you know, it's going to take years.
Which we hated Derek Fisher for so many years.
No, I never hated him.
Oh, you didn't?
No, I always.
He drove me crazy.
I always liked Derek Fisher. Oh. I just hated that he beat my team every single time.
Every year.
I mean, the dude was amazing.
Every year.
But I've always thought, because he's always been so well spoken about his family, mm-hmm. and I just, he was always.
Stayed out of trouble.
Yeah, he's like this elder statement of the NBA.
He might
so
be really
I'm
good
thrilled
coach.
That he's going to be a Knicks coach.
And what happened to Jason Kidd?
That was the most. You leave all the money, a new stadium, all these great players from Milwaukee.
Was he fired? I still don't know
He apparently went to management and said, "I need more power. I need more player decisions. I basically almost want to be a GM." Thinking, well, you know, I think maybe some other new coach got a deal like that. Maybe Steve Kerr or Fisher or whatever. And they were like, "No." And he's like, "I'm out." I don't know. It was weird. It was all of a sudden
a piece
you're
of
like
work, that one.
You've had 1 year experience and it didn't like it. It didn't go that well.
No, you barely made.
Pierce
the playoffs.
Is gone. Pierce is out the door. Garnett, who knows if he'll come back?
Pierce went to Washington.
Washington.
Okay.
So it's going to be.
He's how old is Pierce?
He's 93. Late 30s. I don't know. I'm older than him.
He's playing with Ted Williams. Right?
Yes. He's actually got two artificial knees.
Yeah,
and hooks for arms. No. Washington got better. Paul Pierce will.
Yes.
He'll contribute.
I think it's funny that Michael Jordan is a part owner in there.
Yeah.
Like I'm surprised that he didn't.
Or is he in Charlotte or is he in Washington?
What?
I feel like he's in Charlotte. Isn't he in Charlotte?
Oh, maybe he is.
I don't know. One of these teams.
Someone owns the Wizards.
Someone does.
Somebody owns the Wizards.
Mary Foley. All right, we are out of time. Feel good moment of the week, people. I think it's pretty easy to safely assume. It's Derek Jeter in his last All-Star game. Class act. The man has played with just nothing but grace and charm and fantasticness. And part of the feel good moment of the week was that moment with Trout, you know, with Mike Trout passing the torch. His last All-Star game. I mean, he's batting. What did I say? 481 in All-Star game. I'm going to miss him. I've got Friday with Derek Jeter, possibly a Sunday matinee and definitely a Monday night. And Monday night, I'm going to be a hot mess. I'm going to be a hot mess.
Yeah.
All these years. Thank you, Derek Jeter. You are the feel-good moment of the week. And you know what, Poppy Kramer? You're the feel-good moment
of the
week.
Thank you so much.
I love seeing you. I love doing this
with great.
You.
This was great. Thank you.
I feel like we could talk for another 7 hours.
I know. I agree.
Where can people find Miss Poppy Kramer?
They can find me on Twitter, PoppiKramer, at Poppy Kramer. I'm also performing in Fire Island in August, if you happen to be on the East Coast. August 7th as of now, but that may move. If you follow me on Twitter, I will announce the dates.
Fantastic.
And then I'm starting the season of Bill Cunningham again.
Fantastic.
September 11th with Lucky Day. That's our first shoot date, and we're moving up to 106th and Park, if anybody ever wants to come see.
That's awesome.
Paternity test and lie detector test. Yeah. It's actually really, it's a good time. It's a fun show to go
That's
see.
That's awesome. Come go see the show. Follow her on Twitter. I'm at Erin Foley Comic. I'll be in Cleveland August 11th, 12th. Live Sports Without a Balls podcast. Send me some Cleveland Gay Games athletes. Ladies, be on the podcast with myself and Fortune Feimster. Send me a shout, tweet. Sports Without Balls fans, have the best week of your lives.